This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about how God has a divine solution for each one of your obstacles. In this series, we've been talking about being in deeper communion with God, which means not only seeing things in the natural, but going deeper to see things in the spiritual realm. When we do this, we see that God has a divine solution to every challenge or obstacle we encounter. This is what the Israelites had to learn on their journey to the Promised Land. To get to the Promised Land, the Israelites had to travel through the wilderness, where they encountered a number of issues, such as dealing with the blazing heat during the day and a frequent lack of food and water. But if you look closely, God had a solution to each one of their issues. He provided a gigantic cloud to shield them from the sun and gave them manna for food. He even allowed water to flow from the rock so that their thirst would be quenched. The key for the Israelites was that they had to trust. They had to trust that God had a divine solution for their difficulties. Instead, most of them chose to complain about their problems. Many said they'd rather return to Egypt and endure the issues there, because those were problems they knew how to solve. And they wouldn't have to rely on or wait for God for His solutions. So let me ask, what challenges are you facing today? Are you only seeing things in the natural? If so, be encouraged that God has a divine solution to each one of your challenges. And as you think about that, remember these words: in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, God has your solution.